No matter what you do, you can't solve every problem for other people. But really, you don't have to either. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever volunteered at a food pantry or a homeless shelter and just been overwhelmed by everything the people there need but don't have? You could serve every day for a million years and it would never be enough. That thought is depressing, but it should point us away from what we can't do and toward what Jesus will do. So let's get into that today with Is It Enough? By Taylor Ising. Is it enough? The question rolled around in my brain as I drove home. A family in our church was experiencing a number of medical problems, so a few of us went to their house to pray with them, bring a meal for us to eat together, and share communion. Is what we did enough? I asked myself on the drive home. Suddenly, the answer sprang to life in my mind, bringing a smile to my lips and easing the tension in my shoulders. Of course it wasn't enough. I laughed at myself, because of course, it was never meant to be enough. Nothing we do as the church is ever meant to be enough. Instead, we point to the one who is enough. I can't solve all the problems in the world. I can't remove all the suffering. And that's not my job. It's not your job either. But it is my job, through my presence, my words, my actions, to point people to Jesus and his love for them. And it's also my job to let myself be pointed to Jesus by the presence, words, and actions of my siblings in Christ, the church. And this is only possible because Jesus has already done enough. Jesus, God in human flesh, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, and rose again from the dead to save us from sin and death. If we've put our trust in him, he lives in us through the Holy Spirit. And one day, he will return to resurrect us from the dead and destroy all sin, suffering, hurt, and death forever. There's nothing I can do to add to what he has already done. And resting in that truth frees me to let go of my arrogant, "I can fix all your problems" attitude, and instead enter into the lives of others with humility, weeping with those who weep and rejoicing with those who rejoice. Together, we can throw ourselves into Jesus' loving arms, trusting him to care for us. And that's enough. So let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Can you remember a time when others pointed you to Jesus through their presence, words, or actions when you were going through a hard time? What was it like? Is anyone in your life struggling right now? If you're ready, you can spend some time in prayer, asking Jesus to show you how to show them his love. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Matthew 18:20, Romans 12:9 through 18, and Ephesians 3:4 through 21 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devos in audio and written format, and it's perfect when you're busy with your life. It's got some other features too, like taking notes and finding unlocked stories based on specific Bible verses. Search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God's light reveals the dust in our lives. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.